This is an iHeart podcast.
Some fun on a Tuesday, and here's what we got on a Tuesday. I am really, really excited about this show because we're going to talk about corruption, political corruption, not at the federal level, though. We love doing that. I've told you 1,000 times, it's the local level. The latest story out of New York is a doozy. We're going to talk about schools. Why are so many kids coming out as trans now? The CDC is hiding vaccine information. Video games, there's a report about them hiding information. We'll talk about the system. We'll talk about sheriffs, why you need state and local, why we don't have expertise anymore, and woman drivers driving down elevator shafts. All that and so much more coming up tonight on The Jesse Kelly Show. But first, I want to address what has been the biggest news of the day. Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, sure you remember, but in case you don't know, former congresswoman from the state of Hawaii. Of course, Hawaii is a very beautiful place, but a very, very blue place that is getting trashier and trashier by the day, from what I understand. I don't know. And she ran on the Democrat ticket for president. Everyone remembers her famously destroying Kamala Harris, basically ending Kamala Harris's presidential hopes on the debate stage. Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, who is a famous gun grabber, but has famously, especially recently, come out as some sort of a First Amendment warrior. In fact, I'm just going to let her speak because you and I are going to have a very frank talk about this. But first, this is what she had to say in her video today.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism, who actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution, who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans.
Yeah, she goes on for another 45 seconds. You get the idea. It all sounds wonderful. It's all stuff. If I played you the whole thing, you go, woo, yes, I love it. Sounds good. Okay, so how should you think about this? What should you think about this? All right, let's pause for a moment. Take that Tulsi Gabbard thing, as we often do, and just put that thing right in your back pocket, all right? Let's talk about war. Let's say you and me were at war with each other. And let's say at the start of this war, let's make it simple. I've got 10,000 troops and you've got 10,000 troops. All right, so we're even. Okay. Now, fast forward 6 months into the war and you have 9,000 troops and I'm down to 200 troops. And let's say somebody, a bad guy. You know what? Let's use a mafia. The mafia is a great example. Let's say the Gambino family of New York City approaches you. You're sitting there at 9,000. I'm down to almost nothing. They approach you and say, hey, I got 300 trained killers here. We're more than happy to step in and help you out, kill some of the Kelly army for you. But we'll step in and help you out. What would you say? Oh, no. Why would I need you? No, I'm not going to take on the burden of having criminals and thieves in my midst. I wouldn't do that. That's ridiculous. No, I'm winning. I'm going to beat him anyway. No. Go away. No Gambinos. And let's say they walk out of that meeting and then they come to me. I'm almost beaten. I'm surrounded, outnumbered. I've had my teeth kicked in over and over and over again. And they say, Jesse, hey, it's me, Tony the Fat, or whatever he calls himself. I got a bunch of trained killers here. Happy to step in and do some killing and do some thieving for you. Happy to step in. What do I say? How you answer this question probably determine a lot of your philosophy in life. I will tell you right now, I say yes. I'm losing. If I lose completely, I'm wiped out. As the losing side, I lose the ability. I lose the right to be extra, extra, extra choosy. That's simply the way life works. You don't have to like that, but that's the way life works. Now, let me clarify, just because I'm bringing Tony the Fat and his Gambino soldiers into my circle, that doesn't mean they're going to sit at the central planning table and decide strategy. It doesn't mean they're immediately going to be granted access to everything I have access to. But as somebody who's on the losing side, I don't have the luxury you have of rejecting reinforcements. I gave up that luxury when I started losing. Tulsi Gabbard, especially with her gun grabbing stuff and things like that, I don't trust Tulsi Gabbard even a little bit. If Tulsi Gabbard runs for president, and you'll hear a lot of people on the right start saying this, she should be the VP. She should be Trump's VP, Heavy D's VP. I'm sure you probably heard this all day. No, that human being does not acknowledge my God-given right to firearms. She can't be allowed anywhere near the White House. No, absolutely not. She's not getting in the inner circle. However, we are losing. Don't lie to yourself. Don't ever lie to yourself. You can lie to other people. I wouldn't recommend it. But don't ever lie to yourself. You know we're currently living in a theocracy, right? It's just not your religion. One religion governs every single cultural institution now in this country. From freaking medicine to sports to the administrative state to Hollywood. They own it all. We are losing and losing badly. Because we are losing badly, we cannot and will not be in the business of rejecting reinforcements when they show up. Oh, Herschel Walker did something ugly when he's younger. Don't care. Oh, Tulsi Gabbard came over. She said dumb things about guns. Don't care. You're all welcome in because we need the reinforcements at this point in time. And look, let that be a lesson to us, not just about politics, about life. Let's use the show for an example. I tell you all the time about the people we speak for. Like Oxford Gold Group's a great example. When I tell you we're going into a dark economic time and you should buy gold from Oxford Gold Group because they'll send gold coins to your front door, you should know there are 1,000 gold companies out there. We vet everybody when we come. Everyone who approaches the show, we vet them. Until we trust them, we do not agree. Now, that's wonderful, right? That sounds really good. Boy, that's impressive. I mean, I trust Oxford so much, I sent my own dad there. My own dad bought gold from Oxford Gold. That's how much I love them. But you know what gives me the luxury to do that? What gives me, Chris, Michael, the luxury to do that? The show's mega successful. The show. You know our audience is growing by 10% every month? That's astonishing growth. Chris, are we still growing by 10% every month? Gosh, that's astonishing growth. That is what gives me the freedom to say no. If the show was tanking, nosediving, hey, Jesse, Bob's Pawn and Drug Shop wants to sign on as a sponsor. You know what I'd have to say? Oh, gosh. Okay. I mean, I guess we're desperate here. Instead, I get to bring people like Oxford Gold Group to you. By the way, do get some gold coins delivered. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD. If you're not ready to buy those yet, you will be by the time I'm done riffing on the economy here in about 30 minutes from now. Just get some gold delivered to your front door. Oxford Gold Group will take care of you. 833-995-GOLD. But back to Tulsi Gabbard. Let's focus on this one right now. Tulsi Gabbard. You don't have to fall in love with her. And frankly, just like we've talked about with all these people, you shouldn't fall in love with her. But you can and should accept where we are as a movement and accept that we are losing on every cultural front. So when somebody steps out of the DNC, steps away from the Democratic Party because they're a bunch of nut job communists at this point in time, and speaks out about things like free speech and freedom of religion and the anti-white racism in the country and things like that. We should accept it. Again, we don't need her to be our president or vice president, and we should reject her as things like for any of those positions. But if Tulsi Gabbard wants to be the smoking hot talking head on cable news and podcasts and things like that, being a free speech warrior for you and me, well, okay, yeah, I'm losing the war. You just showed up with a shipment of guns and missiles and ammunition and food and medicine. I'm losing the war. I don't get to say, no, my principles say that you are not perfect enough to join the army of Jesse. No. The winning side gets to say that. If you would like to say that, maybe you're sitting there right now saying, Jesse, we have to be above all that. Okay, then you should have won. I should have won. Not pointing fingers either. It's myself too. If we wanted to be choosy about the people we choose, that was kind of hammy, but if we wanted to be choosy about the people we choose, we should have been busy winning instead of losing. Instead, for decade after decade after decade, we let the anti-American subversives rot out the ground from underneath this country and take over every cultural institution. And now, guess what? You're going to have to accept some help from people with warts. That's just the way it is. That's the way it goes. Life is unfair. When you're on the losing team, you accept help from anywhere it comes. So it goes. All right. We're not near done. We're going to talk about local corruption. I want to give a nice little thank you to New York for giving me an opportunity to once again talk about local corruption, because this is scummy. I need a shower. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show anything you want. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. There's something we should talk about. Pull up a chair here real quick. And this is going to sound like I'm picking on New York City, but I'm not. Let's talk about corruption in politics. First, let's deal with the why. Why is there so much corruption in politics? Well, it all comes back down to money. I mean, picture this. You, let's say it's just you, and then there's a bunch of people you work with, different people. Let's say there's 20 people you work with, and you have to pay these people, and they pay you. Only I, Jesse Kelly, have stepped in, and all money, all of it, goes through me. When you want to pay one of them, I'll be taking that first, and I'll be paying it to them. When they want to pay you back, I will be taking that, and I will be paying them back. When you give a normal human being, any human being, control over the flow of money, corruption is inevitable. Absolutely inevitable. It just simply is the way, it's the way the human mind works. I'm not going to sit there. I don't care if I'm a saint, and believe me, I'm not. I don't care if I'm a saint. I could never sit there and take all your money every day and dole it out and then take their money and every day. How long before I start getting bribed, before I start taking a cut for myself? How long? I mean, human nature is only so strong, right? Now, let's deal with corruption at a federal level. Because at a federal level, it obviously, that's the one most people focus on, because federal politics is the most sexy. It's what I talk about the most, too. We talk about how this sucks and that sucks and this person's corrupt and that person's corrupt. But in what way are they corrupt? Because most of the time, it's not actually in a way that's illegal. Like Joe Biden's a great example. Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company, took Hunter Biden, the drugged out loser, and believe me, everyone knows he's a drugged out loser. They took Joe Biden, the drugged out loser, or Hunter Biden, the drugged out loser, and they chose to hire him for over $80,000 a month to sit on the board as an advisor. somebody with no energy experience. So you know what the story is. I know what the story is. And they did this while Joe Biden was Vice President of the United States of America and had been tasked by Barack Obama to head up Ukraine. Barack Obama tells Joe, head up Ukraine. Before you know it, an energy company in Ukraine hires Joe Biden's unqualified son for over $80,000 a month. You look at that and you scream, corruption. I look at that and I scream, corruption. And it is. It's naked corruption in your face. It is naked. But the truth is, it's not illegal. Oh, it should be. Don't get me wrong. It should be. It's not illegal. Nancy Pelosi's husband constantly making all the right moves in the stock market. That's corruption. It's naked. It's in your face. And you rant about it. And I rant about it. And it sucks, right? Especially while you're sitting there watching your 401k take a beating at this point in time. But we're all focused on the federal government. And let me tell you something, and it is undeniably true. Local corruption is so much more pervasive than federal corruption. It just is. I have this headline, and it's just, it's magnificent. It's everything about local politics. This is from the New York Post. New York City Schools Chancellor David Banks and Eric Adams, the mayor, obviously, they put each other's girlfriends in top posts. School Chancellor David Banks quietly promoted Mayor Adams' girlfriend to a top job at the Department of Education just months after Adams hired Banks' girlfriend as deputy mayor. We're talking $200,000+ a year jobs. Let me tell you another little story. And I just, by the way, once again, quick shout out to the brand.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
Absolutely right. You do. New York, you're actually famous for that kind of thing. But let me tell you a story about a friend of mine. I think I could probably tell you his name, but I don't want to. I don't want to step out of line. He was in City Hall in a city. Maybe New York, maybe not. I'm not giving out any information, but he was in a City Hall in a city. And they were doing some renovations on one of the major airports in the city. And one of the main ways there's corruption at a local level is construction. I grew up, as you know, in a construction family. That's what my grandpa did. It's what my dad did after him. It's what I did. Underground construction, in a ditch with a shovel in your hand. When you're, again, dealing with the pass-through of money, when there's a $20 million sewer job and the city's in charge of it, and you have a contractor who wants that job, and you have a city councilman who makes $50,000 a year, and there's a bunch of money passing through. You see how all this works, right? Are you ready for a little story? This is how it really works. This is a true story. You ready for it? I'll tell you in just a second. Before I get to that true story, I want to do this real quickly. Sorry to sidetrack on you, but we got to save a life real quick. You ready to save a life? It's going to cost you $28. That's it. $28 saves a life. How? That's what it costs for preborn to give a lady an ultrasound for free. They post up in front of these abortion clinics and they tell these young ladies, you have options. And she's young and she's scared and she doesn't know. And they tell her, we will give you a free ultrasound. It's no charge to you. Just come look at your baby. It's free to her. Over 90% of them choose life after they see it. It costs $28. $140 gets you five of them. Do you want to save a life tonight? Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say the keyword baby. #250 baby. Or you can just go online and do it. You have to go to preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. You go save a life. When I get back, I'll tell you a little corruption story.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
New York schools Chancellor David Banks and Eric Adams put each other's girlfriends in top posts. Oh, yes, you do have a brand. You ready for a little story of corruption? Before we get into, I promise you I was going to get into the economy, and there's a really dark prediction out there. We'll get into that, and we'll get into sheriffs and CDC stuff and emails and all kinds of stuff tonight. But let me finish this little story. It's a true story. So there's someone I know on a high level in city government, and they were doing a renovation on one of the local airports. And one of the local airports was expanding. And as they were expanding, that comes with a lot of extra money in business. You're putting in restaurants in there. You're putting in shops. And you need construction companies to do it. My friend, all of a sudden, well, not all of a sudden, he had a scheduled meeting with one of the contractors, one of the construction guys, a private construction company. It was already scheduled. The construction guy owed the city a check for something. It was some kind of change order thing. I don't need to go into the details of it. They show up, quick lunch. At the end of the lunch, the guy hands my friend, who's in the city government, hands him a check and then hands him an envelope, excuses himself, and gets up to leave. And during this lunch, I should note, the contractor had mentioned to my friend several times how interested he was in getting part of that airport construction project. It'd be great for him. His company's made for it. Just kind of like passing things. Hands my buddy a check and an envelope. My buddy's kind of weirded out, but he kind of pays the tab, looks at the check. It's made out to the city, of course. Okay, sounds good. Then he takes the envelope, opens up the envelope, full of $100 bills. My friend, to his credit, I don't think he did this out of goodness of his heart. If you asked him, he'd probably tell you he didn't. Freaked out immediately and thought this was some kind of FBI sting or something like that. Grabs everything, runs out of the restaurant, and runs the guy down on the sidewalk to hand him the envelope back. But let me ask you something. Would you hand somebody back an envelope full of 100s? Now, I hope the answer to that question is yes, because you should, right? That's integrity. That's character. That's what matters. But okay, let's say that you would. How many would, though? How many of those meetings take place, not just in the Big Apple, across the United States of America? How many of those meetings take place and nobody gets run down and gets the envelope handed back to them? The envelope goes in the back pocket. The old lady gets a new set of diamond earrings. The contractor gets that lucrative contract. And in the end, I mean, everybody loses, but in the end, that's how it works. Have you ever listened to, I can't believe I'm going to promote something else at this point in time, but I thought it was really good. I think there's only two seasons of this, but don't quote me on that. But there's a great podcast series out there. I hope they're not card-carrying commies. They probably are, called Crime Town. Crime Town? It's two different seasons, all true story stuff. The first season is about Providence, Rhode Island. The second season is about Detroit. If you want to know where the real corruption in America lies, go listen to Crime Town. Now, maybe, just maybe, you're lying to yourself right now. Maybe you're lying to yourself and you're saying, Jesse, I don't even live in New York City. I'm in Long Island. Or I'm out in the burbs. Jesse, I'm somewhere different. I'm in a tiny town in rural America. Jesse, I'm in a tiny town. The tiny towns are as bad or worse than New York City. Remember that when you're making fun of them. The corruption is pervasive. It's part of the reason, on a larger scale, it's part of the reason we are in such dire financial shape in this country. Truly, it is. Did you see the prediction Bank of America just made? Did you see it? Are you ready for this one? The sit back, strap in, and buckle it up, because this one's going to hurt. You know what? Before we even get to Bank of America, let me just do this really quickly, because basically I'm avoiding the subject. It's so dark, I don't want to talk about it, so I'm avoiding it. Take care of your health. And I'm not saying that. I'm not some self-help guru. Spend an hour in the gym every day. If you don't do CrossFit, you don't do life. I'm not doing that at all. in this day and age, especially given the rot of our medical institutions, it's never been more important to take care of your health. You know, my son just broke his arm, or busted his arm. Actually, we're waiting for final results, whether it's a hairline fracture or not. We're sitting in there, perfectly healthy 13-year-old boy, no medical conditions whatsoever. He just got a busted up arm. He fell in the gym. No big deal. Immediately, they come in. Well, has he had his flu shot? Wait, what? No, he's got, what, his arm hurt? What are you talking about, the flu shot? Okay, no flu shot? Has he been vaccinated for COVID? Take care of your own health. If you heard the stories I've heard for the past 2 years of doctors and nurses and hospital administrators and what card-carrying communist sheep they are in this country, you would take better care of your health. Fellas, get a male vitality stack subscription from Chalk. Ladies, get a female vitality stack subscription from Chalk. Right now, they have them 35% off. We're talking a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, fellas. We're also talking about the vitamins and minerals that will keep you away from the freaking doctor's office. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscription. And let me follow up with this. These are not scam artists. It's not the local gym. It's not the timeshare company. These are wonderful human beings. I know them personally. I'll actually be golfing with them in like 2 weeks. I know them personally. If this thing doesn't make you feel better and do what I tell you it does, I want you to cancel. You cancel at any time. They've already said cancel at any time. They're not going to make you write them a thesis to cancel. You cancel when you want. You won't cancel. I've been on it for like 8 months now. I am in love with this stuff. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. That's what you need, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right. All that leads me into this, speaking of corruption. Bank of America, scummy as they are one of the foremost financial institutions on the planet. And generally, when they're making big, large-scale predictions, pretty close to accurate. They just made a prediction that soon the American economy is going to start hemorrhaging 175,000 jobs a month. 175,000 jobs a month, which brings me to the question Chris actually just asked through the glass. How? I'll tell you what. Let's explain this in foreign country terms because it'll be more simplistic. It'll make it easier. And then we'll circle all the way back and we'll talk about corruption and how that helped bring us here. How does that happen? Well, understand that everybody isn't equal. In fact, no one's equal to someone else. That's just a lie Americans have told themselves for years. And that also applies to your equal value to the economy at large. The truth is this, and this is the God's honest truth. The truth is that me, I'm a radio host. I do radio and TV. My TV show's on the first TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern. You know my show right here on Premier 69 Eastern. My job, as far as for the economy, my job isn't nearly as important as all the truckers who are currently listening to the sound of my voice. And that's not trying to pay you a compliment, truckers, although you know I do love you. You move the goods to and fro across the country. If I wake up tomorrow morning and Premier, in all their wisdom, determines that I need to be fired, and I get fired, and tomorrow night you turn on the radio and it's just static, or maybe it'll be Chris operating the soundboard. What's the economy actually lose? Nothing, really. A little bit of tax money, nothing really. They don't lose anything. If the truckers wake up tomorrow morning and they all decide, you know what? I don't think I'm hitting the road today. Well, that's the kind of thing that can end the United States of America. That's that big of a deal. Everybody, all professions aren't equally important to an economy. And industries in general, they're not all equally important to an economy. What does all this mean? Where am I going with this? I will explain $175,000 a month job losses in simple terms in just a moment.
Make it snappy.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. It's still early in the week. Don't worry. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We still have all kinds of things to go. We have the death of expertise. We have video games, the CDC, emails, so much more. But I'm gonna go back to what we're talking about. In case you're just now tuning in, we were talking about corruption and Eric Adams and his buddy hiring each other's girlfriends. And then we talked about national corruption, and which brought us to the financial situation, I guess we'll call it, that we're in now. B of A predicting 175,000 job losses a month. Now, before I break this down, I do want to once again reinforce something to you. Something you no doubt already know at this point in time. Crime, the crime problem in this country, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. That's simply human nature. As more people find themselves broke, desperate, out of work, using more drugs, using more alcohol, et cetera, as those situations increase, crime and violent crime also increases. Doesn't mean we have to hide at home under our beds. It does mean we have to be freaking prepared. Are you prepared to meet a 220-pound man in the dark tonight as you walk to your car? What if he wants to hurt you bad? What if he has a knife? He intends to use it on you. Can you stop him? Are you sure? Do you have a hero gun yet? Does your daughter you sent away from home, does she? Your mom who lives alone? Your cousins, your brother, your sister? Hero gun is a non-lethal gun, so nobody has an excuse. Ah, she doesn't like guns. Fine, it's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls. Or the Hero Arrow, which I love even more. It's smaller, a little more sleek. It shoots gel. It's pepper gel. Doesn't even require a concealed carry permit. There are no excuses. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse, because that gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Now back to what we're talking about. Why the job losses? Well, forget about America for a moment. Let's deal with Mexico. Mexico is a great example because it's a simple example. Just stay with me here. Why are we going to see such bad job losses? Let's say Mexico, let's say they got a virus in from China. And in response to this virus from China, Mexico, because boy, they are a bunch of corrupt nutballs over there, they decided they should shut down their economy trying to stop a microscopic airborne virus. Let's say they were even dumb enough to put masks on their faces. And get this, their public health officials were so stupid, they actually told people to stand 6 feet away from each other and they believed it. So it's insane, right? And they looked at their businesses and they shut them down. And then after they shut them down, they started printing pesos by the trillion, destroying the value of the peso. Okay, now that brings us to modern day. That's what Mexico did. What a bunch of idiots, right? How stupid are they? But now that brings us to today. Well, I want you to think of economies as if it's a gigantic platform, a raised platform, and it's pillars that hold up the platform. There are smaller pillars. I'm glad they're there, but it's the big pillars that hold up an economy, that keep a nation afloat. Well, fast forward to now, Mexico sits there, and Mexico's three biggest pillars are oil, tourism, and narcotics, drugs. Let's be honest, that's what it is. Those are facts. I'm not making that up. Only at this point in time, because of the insane stupidity during COVID, those pillars, the big pillars, they're cracked and they're crumbling. It's a big deal. Uh-oh. Okay, so that's a bad situation already, right? Well, now picture this. Picture Mexico electing or installing a president and filling the entire government with people who are openly hostile to oil and tourism and narcotics. And the second they get into office, they begin attacking those things. Instead of scrambling, uh-oh, the pillars are corrupting, they're crumbling. All hands on deck. All hands on deck. We need concrete contractors in here, guys. Let's go. We got to fix the pillars. Hold on. Instead of doing that, immediately, all the people in charge, They start going down and attaching C4 and debt cord to the cultural pillars and setting it off and chucking grenades. Somebody gets a hold of a backhoe and he starts ramming the pillars. And it's all the people who lead Mexico. Would it collapse? Well, of course. Where we are right now in the United States of America is exactly that situation I just brought up to you. And don't worry, I'm going to give you some good news. Just hang with me. But it's important we understand this. Our insane COVID response brought us to a place where inflation is out of control, and it is out of control. And the only thing that will keep it from going hyperinflation and basically ending us all is jacking interest rates through the roof, which will intentionally drive the economy into a recession. But wait, there's more. That all that was bad enough. And frankly, all that was going to happen no matter what happened in 2020. When you print that amount of money, all that was coming. Inflation was coming. Interest rates were coming. That was all coming. I don't care how much Republicans lie to you now. Republicans were terrible during COVID too, and that was all coming. But the problem is, instead of leaving the admittedly mistaken idiots we had in there, we then put in a whole new crop of idiots who look at our cultural pillars, our economic pillars. Let's focus on the economy at the moment. And they hate them. It doesn't matter whether you're sitting there right now and you believe in man-made climate change. It really genuinely does not matter. It doesn't matter whether you believe in that death cult or not. Believe it if you want. That's fine. But you also have to understand energy, oil, gas, coal, it is the pillar that holds up our economy. Like, I'm not even focusing on the other parts of the economy that the Biden administration and the entire government are attacking. Just set those aside. Just energy alone, this country runs on oil and gas and coal, and we've been full of it, and that's why we've been prospering so much for so long. You already had an economy where the pillars were crumbling and cracking and it looks bad. And look, it was touch and go whether or not you were going to save it anyway. If you now elect people who are going to take those crumbling pillars, most definitely the energy one, and start attaching debt cord to it, man, you are in for something very deep and very dark and very long lasting. And I know that is heavy, and you know it gives me no pleasure to bring that information to you. I'd rather play fart sounds and listen to the bar. Look, you're right, Chris. We can do both. We can talk about how freedom...
You know, freedom is not free.
How it's not free. Oh, it's not free, but it's about to get very, very, very expensive. Very expensive. It's important that you make whatever preparations you can make. It doesn't mean you get desperate, sell your house, don't do anything dumb. It's important you make preparations for rough economic times. Maybe you should even buy chickens. Hang on, I'll explain. And then I'll also explain a little bit of hope out of New York. The sheriffs, what are we doing? Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.